of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, an interview with Jean Crane on March 7th, 1999 at its office in Newport Beach. The interviewer is Susan Anderson. This is tape one, side one. Well, Mr. Crane, where I think it'd be good for us to begin is just for you to tell me about your family background. And maybe you could start by just saying when and where you were born.
Yeah, I am one of two children born to Ernest and Minnie Crane. I was born in Oklahoma in 1934. My parents were both teachers. My mother taught at a combined grammar school that had eight classes in it. My father taught at a college in Weatherford, Oklahoma. And my sister was born in about 1937, and we were the only two children of that family. My father met my mother for the first time when she was his high school teacher. My mother was a very, very ambitious person who loved knowledge. She, as just a concept, just an amorphous thing. She was crazy about learning things. My father, all he ever really wanted to do was be a farmer, but he was a very, very bright man, got his doctorate degree at Oklahoma State, then Oklahoma A&M University, and finished up his career in Santa Ana, California, Santa Ana College. My mother was a principal at Newport Beach in Costa Mesa until she finished up her career. She was the first female principal of a grammar school in the Newport Mesa, Newport Beach, Costa Mesa area.
Interesting. And now, where did your ancestors come from?
I have no idea.
Really?
I have no idea in the world. As far back as I go is my grandparents on either side, and they were from places like New Mexico, Arkansas, and Oklahoma.
How interesting. And when did your family first come to Southern California then, and why?
Good question. My father, as I said, was a teacher at a college in Weatherford, Oklahoma called Southwestern. In December 7th, 1941, Japanese invaded Pearl Harbor, bombed Pearl Harbor. One of my father's peers at the college at which he taught had fought in World War I and had kept up his reserve. And his reserve was in the Air Corps, not the Air Force, but then it was the Army Air Corps. And when December 7th hit, they made him a major immediately and dragged him in the next day, almost literally, out of the college at which he was teaching with my father and took him to Santa Ana, California, because they were instituting or working very hard to make very quick an air base, a pre-flight air base for cadets who were learning how to fly planes, bombers, Army, Air Force, planes. He came out here, and he was not here long before he called my father, who was a good friend, and said, "Ernie, they are paying twice as much for civilian teachers to teach Air Force kids, draftees, volunteers, who are going to go fight in World War II. You can make twice as much money out here as you're making teaching college back there. All you have to do is teach these kids how to recognize planes." Well, my father didn't know anything about that, but by May of 1942, he was here at Santa Ana. Santa Ana Army Air Base is where Orange Coast College is now. Few people remember that at its height, it had 35,000 permanent personnel, including cadets that were passing through. You can get some ideas if you know what you're looking for. You can still see some of the remnants of the old Santa Ana Army Air Base, which was one of the three largest pre-flight schools in the country. My mother finished up her contract working as this teacher of many grades in Oklahoma, and as soon as school was over, she packed me and